Item 2 is a subdivision and rezoning at 840 Ravelson Avenue West under file DAZ 206 of 2013. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following item will also be heard at the same time, namely, Item 3, a variance at the said property in the file DAB 109698 of 2013. And Mr. Chambers.
Okay, applicant. We've got Stephanie Hape, Jason Kuma. Minna with you two, or are you Minna separate? Oh, Ray Wan. Jackie Wilkie. Yeah, four people tagged as applicants here.
I think the key presenter would be Stephanie.
Great. Have a seat.
Your support.
Sounds good. Good evening. It's being digitally recorded again. Please state your name and address for the record, please.
Stephanie Haight, 60 Francis Street.
Jack Wilkie, 825 St. Joseph.
Ray Wan, 50 Willow.
Very good. Thank you. Go right ahead.
So I'm basically here on behalf of Winnipeg Housing Rehab Corporation. We're a nonprofit charity working to develop affordable housing in the city of Winnipeg, as well as the property management of affordable housing. And we're here today to request consideration to rezone 840 Ravelston Avenue West from the existing M1 designation to RMU to allow for the development of a 92-unit affordable housing complex. The complex has been designed to have two distinct building wings. The north building wing, fronting Ravelston, will be four stories and contain approximately 47 affordable housing units for seniors. And the south wing along the east property line will be six stories and contain 45 affordable housing units for families. The building wings are connected by a common interior amenity space, and the RMU designation will also allow us to have future expansion of on-site amenities such as a small daycare center or resource office. We're also sitting here today to apply for the required variances. That being a corner side yard of 13.7 feet instead of 20 feet, and then the establishment of an accessory parking area to permit open parking in the required front and side yards, and 85 spaces instead of 138 spaces.
Okay. Any questions of the applicant here?
So it's six stories?
Six and four.
So one side is 45 units. That's the four-story or six?
That's the six-story for family housing.
And that's for families.
Correct.
And then the four-story is how many units for seniors?
47.
So 45 and 47. So the seniors' units, I assume, are much smaller than by the sound of it.
Yeah, the unit will be tighter. Yes.
Tighter.
Yep.
Okay. So and families. And so this is mid-market or when you say affordable housing.
Yeah, we're estimating approximately 50% of the units will be rent geared to income, so 27% of the family's income. The remaining will be median market rents.
Okay, so 27% geared to income. Wow, okay. And where are we now in terms of the approvals from the province of Manitoba?
We're still sitting at a conditional approval for funding.
Subject to
the rezoning approval.
Ah, okay.
And
so if you get the rezoning approved tonight, then there should be an announcement within a week. Is that right?
Saw turning?
Yeah.
Do they just want me to leave and head out of town, and then they'll have it on? It'll be okay. I don't mind doing that. Just get the announcement. But anyway, so that's good. Well, I mean, is there any requests that you have in terms of the application that we should be aware
yes,
of?
Yes, absolutely. We are requesting, based on the reports that were made, we're requesting that several of the conditions be waived just because of the nature of our corporation as a nonprofit charity developing affordable housing. Some of the conditions will be very costly and have substantial financial impact on the corporation and the proposed project. We'd like to try and focus all our dollars and funding on the building itself and the landscaping. So do you want me to just sort of read off the conditions we'd like
to consider? Yeah, well, absolutely, if you could let us know which ones you want us to address.
Sure. So the first one that we're asking consideration to waive is the 10% cash in lieu of land dedication fees. based on the financial implications of that. It's also the project's affordable housing project with a building wing designated for seniors housing. And we know that council's graciously approved and waived that for us before for housing projects of similar nature. The other conditions that we're asking to have waived or reconsidered were contained on Schedule B, the ACG report, and that is number one, the construction of city sidewalks along the south side of Ravelston between Crislin and Plessy's, and along the east side of Crislin between Ravelston and the terminus of the existing sidewalk located 200 meters south.
Okay.
And we're also requesting a waiver of condition four on that report, the planting of trees along the full frontages of Ravelston and Crisland.
Okay.
And I'm not sure if we should be asking for these to be waived or perhaps maybe that the conditions be reworded. And those are conditions five, that the developer shall pay all costs associated with the installation and or relocation of streetlights and other utilities made necessary as a result of or required to accommodate works, which are required by the developer to serve the planned area.
What are you suggesting?
Well, there's already street lights that exist along the north side of Ravelston and the west side of Crislin, so we don't feel that any additional street lights need to be added. So further, we want to ensure that the installation and relocation of other utilities mentioned in that condition refers directly to utilities that will directly be affected by or within the planned area of development, such as the relocation of hydro poles for the location of our private approaches. So what I'd be suggesting would be wording such as the developer shall pay all costs associated with the installation and or relocation of utilities as required by the developer to accommodate works and serve the planned area.
Seeing that there's no one else in the room, is there any issue with that? And I would, based on what you're saying, is the wording would be, in terms of the streetlights, drop the word installation and or. So just with the relocation of streetlights, because you might have to relocate a streetlight if, let's say, you have an approach or something. I don't. Which side of the streetlight's on?
Opposite of the site.
Oh, yeah, so you're not going to be relocating anything then.
Right.
So we could actually drop that completely.
Yeah, I took out the streetlights.
Okay, so just drops the term streetlights. That makes it easier. Is there any issue there from the public services point of view?
No, as long as there are no streetlights on. What about Ravelston? Do you know?
They're on the north side or the south
They're
side?
They're on the north side.
On the north side, we're on the south.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So everything's on the opposite side of the street. So
if they don't conflict to anything, then.
No. Okay. Okay, well, that's straightforward. Maybe, and in terms of the land dedication, I know we've done it in terms of Habitat for Humanity. We've waived it, like for social housing, not for profit housing. We have set precedent before where that's where we will do it. Mm-hmm. And that's the only time we tend to do it. So, and we've done it before. I think we've done it before for you guys.
Yeah, for four
and for projects. And I know for a fact we've done it for Habitat because I've been on the Standing Good Problem Development. We've done it. So, okay. The sidewalk and the trees. Okay. All right. I don't have any other questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
So, all right.
There was one other condition that I asked that it may be reworded, and that was number nine, that the developer shall pay the full cost of engineering services provided by or on behalf of the city in connection with the installation of services. And continued. We're a little bit worried that the current wordings may be a bit open-ended and up for interpretation, as it allows the city to engage the engineering services, and WHRC would prefer to take on that role. So I'd like to suggest that the wording be something to the extent that the developer shall be responsible to hire an engineer and pay for the full costs of engineering services required for the installation of services, including the extension of the existing 300 millimeter water main and 250 wastewater sewer from its existing terminus in Crislin Street, required to serve the planned area. The developer, and then it can continue with what's in that condition. The developer shall ensure that the as-built drawings showing the services required to serve the planned area are provided to the city by the engineering consultant on or before March 31st of year following completion of substantial performance of the services.
This is a standard clause.
If I may, it's a standard clause, and it's really in case there's something special that that could happen in terms of some of the servicing. In this case, there's nothing that would come to being. But, you know, if perhaps the engineers that you engaged, if they went bankrupt or something happened and the city had to step forward, then, you know, the city doesn't want to take the obligation of paying for it. So that's the only reason for the clause. It's not the city's not going to hire someone on your behalf. That's not the intent.
So where did you get the opinion or the impression that this is something the city may go out and do this, and then, like, what worry caused you to be concerned in terms of that?
I think that the worry that we had was the very front part of that paragraph where it says the developer shall pay the full cost of engineering services provided by or on behalf of the city in connection with the installation of services.
Why don't we just drop that?
The reason it's worded like that is that the services are actually the city's services. If you're putting in the services for the city of Winnipeg, the city of Winnipeg owns the utility at the end of the day. So that's why it's worded that way.
Okay. Also, if I may?
Yes.
The wording of this clause is relatively new to me, too, based on all the other rezoning applications that we have experienced with the city prior. Typically, the clause will read like we are responsible and pay for engineering services for all utility and servicing of the developed area. On behalf of the city, in connection, that clause never happened before.
If
you didn't have the wording on behalf of, I mean, the reality is the services, the utilities are inherently our services, right? I mean, like, you're going to need water, you're going to need sewer.
You're actually putting the services in for the city of Winnipeg because the city of Winnipeg ends up owning those services. The utilities, you're like, you don't want to own them. The city takes it over. So that's why it's worded that way.
So what if you just dropped the wording or on behalf of and just said provided by the city? We're providing the service, right? I mean, then your concern is that we're going to go and do this and send you a bill. Right. Services provided by the city in connection. So these are services that we're providing the public, right? We have this, it's an our right of way.
Right.
And so that's what that implies, provided by, but or dropping or on behalf of. I mean, so that means the issue of us going out and hiring somebody, your concern, right? Does that address it to a certain extent?
I think you got the
understanding from Mr. Jasper. Remember, these proceedings are recorded.
Right.
So it doesn't just mean what he just said goes out into thin air.
For sure.
Right? So.
Sure. Yeah, I think we just wanted to make sure that we were actually the ones that are going to be responsible for hiring that engineer, doing the drawings, and paying for that service rather than.
You will be. You will be.
The city does not want to get involved in it.
Yeah.
We have enough engineers.
They're all counselors.
Exactly.
So, okay. When we're not architects. Okay, so that's pretty clear. Thank you. Okay. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
So I'm going to move.
I think there's a couple other people.
Oh, okay,
just
sorry.
A couple other names registered here. Jason Uma.
Yeah.
Do you wish to speak at all? Nope. Just here in support?
Yeah.
Okay. Meadow Peters, do you wish to speak?
No.
For support?
Yeah.
Michael Chan? Here for support?
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody whose name has not been called wishes to speak in support?
Sure, I'm in support.
Anybody whose name wishes to speak in support? You wish to speak? You wish to register?
No.
Anybody whose name has not been called wishes to speak or register for in opposition? In opposition? For information? Thank you.
I will move that the public services report be taken as read.
All's in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I'll move that public representations be concluded.
All's in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.